That's why so many shower in use. The Ministry for Protection of Migrant Workers (SPID) YMA is working in collaboration with several state institutions equipped with cyber surveillance capabilities to protect citizens from human trafficking syndicates. Co-governmental institutions are the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, State Intelligence Agency, National Cyber and Encryption Agency, and the National Police, according to the Minister of Protection of Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karim. Speaking to the media in Bijaksana Sumatra on Saturday, he said that his ministry has been coordinating with these institutions to screen digital items linked to advertisements for illegal migrant worker placements on social media platforms. The emergency government is working to ensure that children across the country receive complete vaccination to protect them from several diseases. Murthy Utami, acting Director General of Disease Mitigation at Ministry of Health in Jakarta, said, "Complete immunization refers to the administration of multiple vaccines throughout a child's developmental stages, from birth till they reach elementary school." Quoted from Antara, Utami emphasized the importance of comprehensive vaccination schedule, pointing out that immunization has proved effective in significantly reducing the number of cases of these diseases. Listener, that was the newsroom voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
roast bushel if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Madaraji Seed in Flores is the main producer of Majawa coffee seeds. Although the Rajasi is only a small region, native people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Majawa Arabica coffee. When not in the Majawa Flores coffee conquered the world event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada region, Aung Suriwa, expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada region Seed to be an agro tourism. Reduce examples of tourism in Borobolo is still on the cards. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro tourism. How people plant the coffee seeds through its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Nada region is welcomed by the agriculture ministry. We support the ideas from our program. We strengthen what we have planned. Its priority is eradicate coffee. Let's promote Majawa Flores eradicate coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its excitement to be able to connect our program and the agriculture ministry. Over there, it is built in the three plantation of seed stores and also in planting. We are excited because they have big potential in infrastructure and height. We also collaborate with Director General ESP for its mission to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation and Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinuar Pasi Sumadiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Region Powers also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and the hot springs.
Voice of India. Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemal Machida. Juanita Jimmy Machida, better known as Jimmy Machida, was born in Jakarta September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song Tao Separo in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song, Flow and Tao, Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jimmy Machida with Kamu Tak Sendiri. If you want to get the best news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations from all across Indonesia. And of course, you can also not only check the latest news from Indonesia, but also all about things. We got the not only article, we got the video, and also podcast, and also other news. So make sure to visit the website rri.co.id. Social media accounts, Facebook, the Voice of Indonesia, and yeah, the Voice of Indonesia, and then Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Discord, Discord official. More of Indonesia is coming up next. Studio, and then also this Voice of Indonesia.
for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Will be a victim to this explosion because, according to Roy Sumira and the data that the ministry has, that Indonesian citizens mostly living in other cities of Iran, namely Tehran, and nobody is around the Bandar Abbas. However, earlier there are two Indonesian citizens who had worked as a ship crews in Bandar Abbas, and despite saying that no Indonesian citizens falling victim to this incident, the Indonesian embassy of Tehran and also the Foreign Affairs Ministry keeps communicating with both Iran authority and also with the Indonesian citizen community across Iran to ensure their safety. And I'd like to give a hotline or Indonesian embassy in Tehran. If you happen to know any affected Indonesian citizen, they can contact the number +989024668889. Once again, +989024668889. And more from Indonesia is coming up next. I'll speak to you on Edible Service for Indonesia.
Yeah.
understand that an even the world of whole. Living techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapura. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapura, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapura street, it is located a quiet Sukarwas creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas creative village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Theoretically,
yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, they were from parents, colleagues, in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago, from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and nandam. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker and craftsman. Everything is brought to the house, so it can't be made at a shop or craft center. We found the craft ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman, who can make clothes, then given accessories, after that the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and nandam leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsman. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. She admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsman. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the living process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment she usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It's to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden blades are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. Then these more nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At cons, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of nandam wrapped around the mold. However, it is quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapura woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapura's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapura woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we returned to Rajapura Street to find out how Rajapura's typical woven clothes were appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven craft shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapura Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listened to a very different reality. Kalau sekarang mah, currently purchasing power of the visitors decreased, since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers, the craftsmen find it radically. So the visit to Rajapura has a little bit reduced. Some people still interest in the shop, but on one pass, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapura, was usually visited currently at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapura to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada pengalaman yang lumayan ya?
It's quite weak on the weekends, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now tipped. Previously, a shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang.
In the last 2 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we cannot have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Very unlooking for our wages, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapura is not
them via Facebook, social media. Then I caught them, then I send the order amount at 40 million, 40 million. This is true. Infopopom also has similar experience like Echo Vinarco. Like of messages must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online. Masih untung lah sekarang.
Market by online can help us. Online market is called Ikea among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also extended wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also send a perfect woven craft to Germany. It was a lot easier. I saw every day an order to increase income.
Shortwave 33255 kHz, M475 kHz, and live streaming on VOYNews.id and